In the 6th century BC, in the lands of ancient Babylon, a story unfolded that would leave an indelible mark on religious tradition. It was the year 593 BC, and the people of Judah, forced to leave their homeland, found themselves by the banks of the Kibar River, with spirits as turbulent as the waters flowing before them. In this scene of desolation and uncertainty, a figure emerged who would alter the course of spiritual history. Ezekiel, son of Buzi, a young priest whose destiny was about to take an extraordinary turn. At 30 years old, Ezekiel had been educated to serve in the Temple of Jerusalem, but now he found himself in foreign lands, far from the home he knew and cherished. However, the divine had grand plans for this young priest. On an apparently ordinary day, while Ezekiel gazed at the waters of Kibar, possibly nostalgically recalling the glory days in Jerusalem, a supernatural event occurred. The heavens opened. Not literally, but as if the very structure of reality had split apart, revealing a vision so astounding that it would leave any observer in awe. Ezekiel's astonishment was immense. In an instant, his ordinary day in exile transformed into an unprecedented divine experience. What Ezekiel witnessed at that moment transcended any human description. There were celestial beings, wheels within wheels, a crystalline firmament, and above all, a sapphire throne occupied by a majestic figure. It was the divine manifestation in such an intense and vivid form that Ezekiel fell prostrate with his face to the ground, completely overwhelmed by divine glory. This vision, however, was not merely a demonstration of celestial power. It was the beginning of something far more significant. God was calling Ezekiel to a special mission. Amid that impressive vision, the divine voice resonated clearly. "Son of man, stand up, for I want to speak with you." And so, with reverence and fear, Ezekiel rose, prepared to hear the words of the Almighty. The divine message was not a simple greeting. It was a call to a task of great importance. God appointed Ezekiel as a watchman for the people of Israel. A spiritual watchman is someone responsible for observing the moral and spiritual landscape of the people, alert to imminent dangers and ready to warn when necessary. God made it clear that the role of watchman would not be easy. Ezekiel would have to confront a people described as rebellious, stubborn, and hard of neck. In other words, he would have to deal with a group of resistant people who likely would not pay much attention to his words. However, God did not leave Ezekiel helpless. He promised to strengthen Ezekiel to face the people's resistance. "Behold, I have made your face hard against their faces, and your forehead hard against their foreheads," God said, indicating that Ezekiel would receive the strength needed for his mission. Thus, armed with an impressive celestial vision and strengthened by God, Ezekiel began his mission as a prophet. The task was not simple. He needed to convince a group of desperate and skeptical exiles that God still cared for them, even after allowing them to be taken into exile. It was a challenging mission, to say the least. Ezekiel, however, did not let himself be discouraged. He understood the crucial importance of his mission. The people of Israel were at a critical moment in their history. Removed from their land and from the temple that was the center of their religious life, they risked losing their identity and faith. Ezekiel was the voice of God, reminding them of who they were and what they were meant to become. Ezekiel's mission was not limited to words alone. God instructed him to perform symbolic actions that would capture the people's attention in ways that words alone could not. These actions were like prophetic representations, vivid dramatizations of the messages God wanted to convey. Ezekiel became a living instrument of divine messages, with the entire nation of Israel as his audience. One of these actions involved Ezekiel lying on his side for 390 days, representing the years of Israel's sin. Then, he had to turn and lie on his other side for another 40 days, symbolizing the sins of Judah. It was a prolonged and physical demonstration of the divine message. On another occasion, God asked Ezekiel to shave his head and beard, divide the hair into three parts, and destroy it in different ways. Each part represented a different fate for the people of Judah. Some would perish in the besieged city, others would fall by the sword outside the walls, and the rest would be scattered. These dramatic actions were not mere spectacles. They were an effective way to communicate deep truths in a manner that the people could understand and remember. After all, the image of a prophet lying on his side for months or completely shaving his hair was something hard to forget. Ezekiel's calling, however, was not limited to bringing messages of judgment and condemnation. Through Ezekiel, God also offered hope. Hope that, despite the exile, despite their failures and transgressions, the people of Israel were not abandoned. God was still present, still cared for them, and still had a promising future planned for them. The vision of God's throne that Ezekiel experienced was an extraordinary event that profoundly marked not only his life, but also the spiritual history of Israel. This transcendental experience occurred at a crucial moment when the chosen people were in exile, far from their homeland and the temple that symbolized the divine presence among them. The description that Ezekiel provides of this celestial vision is rich in detail and symbolism. He reports that the heavens opened, revealing a scene of indescribable magnificence. The prophet saw a great windstorm coming from the north, a huge cloud, and a fire that emitted a radiant brightness. At the center of this visual spectacle, Ezekiel discerned four living beings, creatures of extraordinary appearance that challenge human understanding. These living beings, as described by Ezekiel, had a form reminiscent of human beings, but with unique characteristics that clearly distinguished them from any earthly creature. Each had four faces: one face of a man, one of a lion, one of an ox, and one of an eagle. This combination of features suggests a fusion of intelligence, strength, service, and swiftness, possibly representing different aspects of the divine nature or creation. In addition to the faces, the living beings each had four wings. Two of the wings touched each other, while the other two covered their bodies. This description evokes a sense of reverence and constant worship in the presence of the divine. The feet of these beings were straight, and the soles of their feet were like those of a calf, shining like polished bronze. Under their wings, on all four sides, there were human hands, suggesting the ability to perform tasks with precision and skill. An intriguing aspect of Ezekiel's vision is the description of the wheels that accompanied the living beings. He saw a wheel on the ground beside each of the four beings. These wheels had an appearance that Ezekiel describes as a wheel within a wheel. They moved in any of the four directions without turning as they moved, accompanying the movement of the living beings. The description of the wheels is particularly fascinating. Ezekiel states that they shone like beryl, a precious stone of bluish-green color. The four wheels had the same shape, and their appearance and structure were as if one wheel was crossed with another wheel. When the living beings moved, the wheels beside them moved. When the living beings rose from the ground, the wheels also rose. This interconnection between the living beings and the wheels suggests a perfect harmony and a unity of purpose in the celestial realm. The synchronized movement of the wheels with the living beings in any direction, without needing to turn, evokes a sense of divine omnipresence and omniscience. It is as if all of creation were in perfect sync with God's will, capable of responding instantly and without hesitation to His commands. Above the living beings and the wheels, Ezekiel saw something resembling a firmament, described as awe-inspiring, like gleaming crystal. This image evokes a sense of purity, clarity, and transcendental glory. Above this crystalline firmament, the prophet glimpsed something even more impressive: a throne that appeared to be made of sapphire. The description of the sapphire throne is particularly significant. Sapphire, a precious stone of deep blue color, was often associated with royalty and divinity in the ancient world. The use of this image to describe God's throne suggests not only majesty and authority, but also incomparable beauty and purity. Above this sapphire throne, Ezekiel saw a figure with a human appearance. This figure is described as having a brilliance like amber, with a fiery aspect surrounding it. From the waist up, the figure appeared to shine like glowing metal in the midst of fire. From the waist down, it seemed like fire, and a radiant brightness surrounded it. This description of the figure on the throne is carefully crafted to convey the idea of indescribable glory and holiness, without falling into the trap of trying to portray God in an overly anthropomorphic or limited way. The use of imagery of fire and glowing metal suggests purity, power, and judgment, while the radiant brightness evokes the idea of a light that surpasses any darkness. Ezekiel compares the splendor surrounding this figure to the appearance of a rainbow in the clouds on a rainy day. This comparison brings to mind God's covenant with Noah and all of creation, symbolized by the rainbow. Thus, even amid a vision of unparalleled power and majesty, there is a reminder of God's mercy and faithfulness to His creation. Ezekiel's reaction to this extraordinary vision was one of complete reverence and fear. He reports that upon seeing this manifestation of the Lord's glory, he fell face down on the ground. This response is consistent with other biblical experiences of encounters with the divine presence, where the natural human reaction is one of deep humility and recognition of one's insignificance before God's greatness. It is important to note that while Ezekiel provides vivid details of this vision, he also makes it clear that he is describing something that is beyond complete human understanding. He often uses expressions like "something resembling" or "had the appearance of," indicating that he is doing his best to describe in human terms a reality that transcends our earthly experience. The vision of God's throne experienced by Ezekiel had a profound impact not only on his life and ministry, but also on Jewish spirituality and theology, and subsequently, Christian theology. It offered the exiled people a powerful reminder that, although they were far from their land and the temple in Jerusalem, the God of Israel was not limited to a geographical location. His glory and majesty transcended earthly boundaries, and he was still present and active in the lives of his people, even in exile. This vision also served as a source of hope and encouragement. At a time when the people of Israel might have felt abandoned by God, Ezekiel's experience reaffirmed the reality of divine presence and power. It reminded the exiles that despite their difficult circumstances, they were still the people of a God whose throne was above all earthly powers. Furthermore, the vision of God's throne provided a foundation for many of the prophecies and messages that Ezekiel would deliver throughout his ministry. It established his authority as a divine spokesperson and gave weight to the words he would proclaim, whether they were messages of judgment or hope. The prophetic ministry of Ezekiel was marked not only by extraordinary visions, but also by a series of powerful prophecies and impressive symbolic actions. These prophetic manifestations served as effective tools to convey divine messages to the people of Israel during the Babylonian exile. Ezekiel's prophecies covered a wide range of themes, from severe judgments against Jerusalem and neighboring nations, to promises of restoration and hope for the future. A distinctive feature of his prophetic style was the frequent use of allegories, parables, and dramatic actions to illustrate and reinforce his messages. One of Ezekiel's earliest and most impactful prophecies was directed at Jerusalem. He foretold the city's fall and the destruction of the temple, events that were almost unimaginable for many of his contemporaries. Ezekiel vividly described how the glory of God would leave the temple, symbolizing divine judgment on the city that had once been the center of worship to God. To convey this message even more powerfully, Ezekiel performed a series of symbolic actions. One of the most notable was when God instructed him to build a model of Jerusalem and simulate a siege against it. The prophet had to lie on his side for 390 days, representing the years of Israel's iniquity, and then for another 40 days on the other side, symbolizing the sins of Judah. During this period, he was to eat only small amounts of food and water, illustrating the conditions of scarcity that the city would face during the siege. Another striking symbolic action involved Ezekiel shaving his head and beard, dividing the hair into three parts. One part he burned in the fire, another he cut with a sword, and the third he scattered to the wind. This represented the different fates awaiting the people of Jerusalem. Some would die by famine and plague within the city, others would fall by the sword outside the walls, and the remainder would be scattered among the nations. These dramatic actions were not mere theatrical tricks. They were powerful ways to communicate spiritual truths in a tangible and memorable manner. At a time when many refused to listen to or believe the words of the prophets, these visual demonstrations served to capture the people's attention and engrave the divine messages in their minds and hearts. In addition to the prophecies about Jerusalem, Ezekiel also pronounced judgments against neighboring nations. He prophesied against Tyre, Sidon, Egypt, and various other nations, declaring that God would judge them for their arrogance, hostility against Israel, and idolatry. These prophecies served to remind Israel that, Although they were suffering exile, God was still in control of history and would judge all nations according to his justice. One of Ezekiel's most famous prophecies is the vision of the Valley of Dry Bones, recorded in chapter 37 of his book. In this vision, God takes Ezekiel to a valley full of dry bones and instructs him to prophesy over them. As Ezekiel obeys, the bones begin to come together, are covered with flesh and skin, and finally receive the breath of life. This powerful vision was a message of hope for the exiled people, symbolizing God's promise to restore and revive the nation of Israel. Another significant prophecy was the promise of a new heart and a new spirit for God's people. Ezekiel declared that God would remove the people's heart of stone and give them a heart of flesh, along with a new spirit that would enable them to obey divine commandments. This prophecy pointed to a deep internal transformation that God would bring about in his people. Ezekiel also prophesied about the future return of the people to their land. He spoke of a time when God would gather his people from among the nations where they had been dispersed and bring them back to the land of Israel. This promise of national restoration was a source of great hope and comfort for the exiles. One of the most intriguing and debated prophecies of Ezekiel is the vision of a new temple, described in the final chapters of his book. Ezekiel provides detailed measurements and layout of this future temple, as well as the worship rituals that would be performed in it. This vision has been interpreted in various ways throughout history, with some viewing it as a literal description of a future physical temple, while others interpret it in a more symbolic or spiritual sense. It is important to note that although many of Ezekiel's prophecies dealt with judgment and destruction, they always contained an element of hope. Even amid the severest messages, there was always the promise that a remnant would be preserved and that God would ultimately restore and renew his people. Ezekiel's prophecies and symbolic actions had a lasting impact on the faith and theology of the people of Israel. They helped shape the people's understanding of the nature of God, his justice, and his mercy. They also significantly contributed to the development of apocalyptic and eschatological thought in Judaism and later in Christianity. Ezekiel's prophetic ministry powerfully demonstrated that God was neither absent nor indifferent during the exile. On the contrary, he was actively involved in the lives of his people, judging sin, but also offering hope and the promise of a restored future. Ezekiel's messages also emphasized individual responsibility before God. He rejected the idea that children were punished for the sins of their parents, asserting instead that each person would be judged based on their own actions. This emphasis on personal responsibility was an important contribution to the development of Jewish ethics and spirituality. Furthermore, Ezekiel's prophecies played a crucial role in preserving the identity and faith of the people of Israel during the exile. At a time when they could easily have been absorbed by Babylonian culture, Ezekiel's words constantly reminded them of their covenant with God and their destiny as his chosen people. Ezekiel's symbolic actions, as strange or uncomfortable as they may seem to modern readers, were an integral part of his prophetic ministry. They not only served to capture the attention of his contemporaries, but also deeply and personally engaged the prophet himself in the messages he was conveying. Through these actions, Ezekiel not only spoke the word of God, but lived it in intense and often painful ways. The visionary temple of Ezekiel, described in the final chapters of his prophetic book, is one of the most enigmatic and fascinating passages in biblical literature. This detailed vision of a future temple not only captured the imagination of generations of readers, but also had a profound impact on the theology and eschatological hope of both Judaism and Christianity. The vision of the temple occurs in the 25th year of Ezekiel's exile, about 14 years after the fall of Jerusalem. At this critical moment, when the original temple of Solomon lay in ruins and the people of Israel were scattered, God grants Ezekiel an extraordinary vision of a new temple, symbolizing the restoration and renewal of the divine presence among his people. The description that Ezekiel provides of this visionary temple is remarkably detailed and precise. He reports being transported in vision to a high mountain in the land of Israel, where he saw a structure resembling a city. There he was met by an angelic being who carried a measuring rod and a linen cord, ready to guide him through a thorough inspection of the temple complex. The celestial guide leads Ezekiel on a meticulous journey through the temple, measuring each part of the structure and explaining its purpose. The precision with which Ezekiel records these measurements is impressive. He describes the gates, the courtyards, the chambers, the sanctuary itself, and even the temple furniture with an accuracy that suggests a clear and vivid vision. A notable aspect of this visionary temple is its perfect symmetry and order. Every part of the structure is carefully designed and proportioned, reflecting a harmony and beauty that transcend human capabilities. This architectural perfection seems to symbolize the perfection of the divine plan and the complete restoration of the relationship between God and His people. The layout of the temple is significantly different from Solomon's temple or the second temple built after the return from exile. It is larger and more elaborate, with a series of concentric courtyards that appear to symbolize increasing levels of holiness as one approaches the Holy of Holies, the place of the divine presence. One of the most intriguing aspects of Ezekiel's vision is the description of a river flowing from the temple. This river, which starts as a small stream of water flowing from under the threshold of the temple, gradually becomes a mighty river that brings life and healing wherever it goes. The waters of this river cause trees to bear fruit, turn salty waters sweet, and bring an abundance of fish. This powerful image of life and restoration emanating from God's temple has been interpreted as a symbol of divine blessing flowing to the whole world. The vision of the temple also includes a reorganization of the land of Israel, with portions designated for each tribe and a special area reserved for the temple and the priests. This new division of the land seems to symbolize a restoration of divine order and a renewal of the covenant between God and all the tribes of Israel. It is important to note that although Ezekiel provides precise architectural details, many aspects of this visionary temple remain mysterious and difficult to interpret literally. For example, the dimensions of the temple and the city surrounding it are so vast that they would not easily fit into the actual topography of Jerusalem. This has led many scholars to interpret the vision more symbolically or spiritually, seeing it as an ideal representation of God's presence among His people, rather than a literal blueprint for a physical building. The theological and spiritual significance of Ezekiel's visionary temple is profound. First, it offered hope to the exiled people. At a time when the temple in Jerusalem had been destroyed and the people were far from their land, this vision assured them that God had not abandoned His people and that His presence would be restored among them in an even more glorious way in the future. Furthermore, the vision of the temple emphasizes God's holiness and the importance of purity in worship. The meticulous details about the measurements, materials, and procedures for service in the temple underscore the need for precision and reverence in worshiping God. This served as a powerful reminder to the people of Israel about the importance of maintaining holiness in their relationship with God. The river flowing from the temple, bringing life and healing, is a powerful image of God's grace and blessing flowing into the world. This image suggests that the ultimate purpose of the temple is not only to be a place of worship for Israel, but a source of blessing for all nations. This aligns with other biblical prophecies that speak of all nations eventually coming to worship the God of Israel. The reorganization of the land described in the vision also has significant implications. It suggests a restoration of unity among the tribes of Israel and a renewal of the covenant with God. The designation of a special area for the temple and the priests emphasizes the centrality of worshiping God in the life of the restored nation. It is fascinating to observe how Ezekiel's vision of the temple has influenced Jewish and Christian thought and hope throughout the centuries. In Judaism, it has fueled hopes for a future restoration of the temple in Jerusalem. Some Jewish groups have even used Ezekiel's specifications in their plans for a third temple. In Christianity, Ezekiel's vision has often been interpreted more symbolically or spiritually. Many see it as a foreshadowing of the church as God's spiritual temple, or as a representation of the kingdom of God in its fullness. The image of the river of life flowing from the temple is echoed in the book of Revelation, where it is associated with the New Jerusalem and the final restoration of all things. Ezekiel's vision of the temple has also had a significant impact on religious art and architecture. Throughout history, artists and architects have drawn inspiration from this vivid description to create representations of the heavenly temple or to design religious buildings. It is important to recognize that despite its wealth of detail, Ezekiel's vision of the temple remains, in many respects, a mystery. Scholars and theologians continue to debate its precise meaning and application. Some see it as a literal prophecy of a future physical temple, others as a symbolic representation of spiritual realities, and still others as a mixture of literal and symbolic elements. Regardless of how it is interpreted, Ezekiel's vision of the temple continues to inspire and challenge readers. It reminds us of God's holiness and majesty, the importance of pure worship, and the promise of a final and complete restoration of God's presence among His people. In a world often marked by conflict and division, this vision offers a powerful image of harmony, order, and divine blessing that continues to nourish the hope and faith of many. The legacy and influence of Ezekiel extend far beyond his time and immediate context. As one of the major prophets of the Old Testament, his visions, prophecies, and teachings have left an indelible mark on Jewish and Christian theology, literature, and spirituality. In the context of apocalyptic literature, Ezekiel is often considered a precursor. His vivid and symbolic visions of God's throne, celestial creatures, and the future temple set a standard for later apocalyptic literature. Elements of his prophecies can be seen reflected in books like Daniel and Revelation, thus influencing how future generations would conceive of celestial realities and end-time events. Ezekiel's contribution to Jewish theology is substantial. His emphasis on individual responsibility before God, expressed in the famous declaration that "the soul that sins shall die," Ezekiel 18:20, marked a significant evolution in Jewish ethical thought. This idea challenged earlier notions of collective or inherited guilt and emphasized the importance of individual moral choices. Moreover, Ezekiel's vision of a new heart and a new spirit, Ezekiel 36:26, 27, anticipated concepts of inner spiritual renewal that would become central to both later Judaism and Christianity. This idea of an internal transformation operated by God profoundly influenced the understanding of conversion and spiritual life. In Christianity, Ezekiel's prophecies and visions have often been interpreted in light of the person and work of Jesus Christ. The vision of the river of life flowing from the temple, for example, is seen by many as a foreshadowing of the Holy Spirit poured out upon the church. The image of the Good Shepherd in Ezekiel 34 is often associated with Jesus, who described himself using similar language in the New Testament. Ezekiel's influence on art and culture is also significant. His dramatic visions, especially of God's throne and celestial creatures, have inspired countless works of art throughout the centuries. The image of the dry bones coming to life has become a powerful symbol of resurrection and renewal, frequently referenced in literature, music, and visual art. In the realm of worship and liturgy, Ezekiel's detailed descriptions of the temple and its rituals continue to influence Jewish religious practices and, to some extent, Christian ones. While many view these descriptions symbolically, they still serve as a powerful reminder of God's holiness and the importance of reverence in worship. Ezekiel's impact on eschatology, the study of end-time events, is particularly noteworthy. His prophecies about the restoration of Israel, the coming of the Messiah, implied in some interpretations, and the final judgment of the nations continue to shape eschatological expectations in many religious traditions. In summary, Ezekiel's legacy is multifaceted and enduring. His words continue to challenge, inspire, and intrigue readers to this day, offering profound insights into the nature of God, human responsibility, and the hope for renewal and restoration. Whether through his dramatic visions, symbolic actions, or powerful prophetic messages, Ezekiel remains a central figure in the history of divine revelation and the evolution of religious thought.